police dash cam video was shown today in the Randall Carrick shooting trial. It comes from the police cruiser of Officer Adam Neal, one of three officers who responded to a 911 call on the night of September 14, 2013. Officer Neal's car was on the left side of the road, and the two other cruisers were on the right side as Farrell walks toward them. He appears to start to put his hands in his pockets as lights are shining down on him. Then what appears to be a taser light shows up on his chest. That's when Jonathan Farrell runs between the police cars. One officer steps in front of him and then jumps to the right side as Farrell continues running forward and out of the camera's view. That whole interaction, from pulling over to Officer Carrick firing his weapon 12 times and hitting Farrell 10 times, lasted 20 seconds. A few seconds later, an officer yells,
"Don't move! Don't move! Don't move!"
WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has been covering the trial, and she joins us now from the Mecklenburg County Courthouse. Gwendolyn, who introduced this video as evidence, and how is it portrayed?
Well, the prosecution introduced the video as evidence, and he was talking at the time with Officer Adam Neal of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, and Officer Neal talked about it in some of the same things that you were saying. He said that his car was the third car to pull up. He was behind defendant Randall Carrick's car, and he said that when he pulled up, when he saw Carrick get out of his car, he said that he saw Jonathan Farrell down the road walking towards the officers. He said he also saw the red taser dots on Jonathan Farrell's shirt, and he said it was at that point that Farrell started to run.
And we did hear an officer yell, "Get on the ground," three times before there was any shooting. What did Officer Neal, who was on the stand when the video was shown, what did he say about that?
Well, he said he didn't hear any of the commands. He said that he didn't hear Jonathan Farrell say anything either from where he was positioned. He mentioned again, as I said, that he saw the red dots, and he said that once he did see the wires from the taser, which he assumed that it had been discharged. Whether or not it connected, he said he was not sure. He said at that point he kind of figured that they were going to get in a scuffle because he figured he had been tasered and he continued to run.
And has the defense had a chance to cross-examine Officer Neal?
Yes, they are starting to, they are questioning him at this point. And one thing the defense said is that they asked him, why did he not pull his gun, because that was one thing the prosecution asked him, and he said, no, he did not pull his gun because he figured that it would be a scuffle, but his defense had him demonstrate how Officer Carrick was on his butt on the ground and that Jonathan Farrell was across his feet and knee area and was kind of crawling up him, and he said that also did not shoot because he was afraid he might hit Officer Carrick.
Okay, so in addition to Officer Neal and Officer Carrick, who were both obviously there, there was a third officer on the scene. Are we going to hear from that officer?
I don't know at what point. I'm sure that we will, but at this point, again, Officer Neal is still testifying and the defense is questioning him and I guess trying to discredit some of the things that were said by the prosecution and their questioning.
Okay, and very quickly, in the video, we don't actually see the shooting. There were two other police cruisers at the scene. Will we see the dash cam videos from those cars?
I have not heard that there were dash cams from either of those cars. This particular officer is the first one to testify. He said that he turned his on because he said that he wanted to record this because he said he might need to talk about this later on, or maybe you have to explain what happened that particular night.
All right, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn joining us from the Mecklenburg County Courthouse. She's been covering the trial of former CMPD officer Randall Carrick. Gwendolyn, thank you.
Thank you.